Hundreds of adoptions involving Cambodian children and parents in the United States are still pending. About 4 months ago, the Immigration and Naturalization Service stopped processing Cambodian orphan visas in response to charges of child trafficking. Yesterday in Washington, a small group of prospective parents protested in front of the INS and State Department. NPR's Nancy Marshall reports.
When Donna Sharon and her husband Dan first tried to adopt an Asian child, a baby girl in China, the child died in an orphanage while they waited for the paperwork to clear. They tried again last fall with a Cambodian boy named Sunny and were told the process would take about 4 months. The Sharon's Cambodian adoption ground to a halt when the INS stopped granting orphan visas for Cambodian children in late December. Now, Donna Sharon says, 3-year-old Sunny sits in a Cambodian orphanage waiting. Sharon went to see him in March and was shocked at his condition.
He had fungus on his skin, and he had an ear infection, parasites in his stomach.
Sharon says she's tired of waiting for answers from the INS, so yesterday she joined about 50 other adoptive parents from across the country at demonstrations in front of the State Department and the INS.
No child left out!
The protesters waved signs with poster-sized pictures of the children they want to adopt. Some of the protesters have been waiting for their adoptions to go through for more than a year. 37-year-old J.J. Keelan from Howell, New Jersey, has been waiting since last July.
Imagine as a birth mother, you're eagerly waiting the birth of a child and you know you're 8 months pregnant. And then the doctor says, no, I'm sorry, you're only 3 months pregnant. So then you kind of restate your emotions and your balance. And then, no, you're really 8.5 months pregnant and you're almost ready to deliver. And then you're told, well, guess what, you're really not pregnant at all and we don't know if you'll ever be pregnant and we don't think you'll ever have a child.
Keelan was one of several adoptive parents who met with INS and State Department representatives yesterday. INS spokesman Bill Strasburger says the parents were asked to be patient while the INS investigates the child trafficking allegations. Strasburger says Americans pay at least $7,000 in adoption fees to agencies and orphanages, and that money has spawned an adoption industry in Cambodia.
It's the point where corruption had entered into it, baby stealing had taken place. We felt that we could not continue to process orphan visas in the situation that was in place at the time.
The parents protesting outside Strasburger's office say they wouldn't want a child who had been stolen by traffickers, but they do want the INS to investigate their adoption cases individually and release the children who are legitimate orphans. At least one member of Congress is working on a legislative remedy. Senator Mary Landrieu is a Democrat from Louisiana.
We're not suggesting that we turn a blind eye when something is done incorrectly, but what we are saying is if there are individuals involved in the adoption process that are acting in an illegal way, the proper remedy is to arrest them, fine them, prosecute them, take their license away, not shut down the process for all innocent families who had nothing to do with the wrongdoing.
And while the wheels of government are turning, the families are making it clear that they'll keep up the pressure until their Cambodian children can get out of limbo and into their new American homes. Nancy Marshall, NPR News, Washington.